Tonight, inshallah, continue reciting parts of the book of Shama'il al-Tirmidhi by Imam Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya by Imam al-Tirmidhi. Sorry, my number of hadith was I going to recite for you tonight. Yep. So the chapter is Bab ما جاء في صفة فاكهة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The chapter of the description of the fruits the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would eat. And there's a nice hadith, two hadith that I'll narrate to you that inshallah يعني you'll enjoy. قال حدثنا قتيبة بن سعيد عن مالك بن أنس وحدثنا إسحاق بن موسى قال حدثنا معن قال حدثنا مالك عن سهيل بن أبي صالح عن أبيه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كان الناس إذا رأوا أول ثمر جاءوا به إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So whenever people saw the first blossoming of fruits of any, or the ripening of any fruits of any sort, they brought that first ripened and they to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. They brought it to him. قال فإذا أخذه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام took it from the person who brought it to them, قال اللهم بارك لنا في ثمارنا وبارك لنا في مدينتنا وبارك لنا في صاعنا وفي مدنا. He said, Oh Allah, grant us barakah in our fruits, grant us barakah in our city, grant us barakah in all that which we weigh in buying and selling, in buying and in selling. اللهم إن إبراهيم عبدك وخليلك ونبيك وإني عبدك ونبيك وإنه دعاك لمكة وإني أدعوك للمدينة بمثل ما دعاك به لمكة ومثله معه. He said, Oh Allah, indeed Ibrahim is your prophet and your servant and he is your Khalil, your closest companion. And indeed I am your servant and your messenger. And indeed he has made dua for Mecca. Ibrahim عليه السلام رب ارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر. He made يعني this رب يعني made this long dua for يعني fruition and prosperity of Mecca. He said, and I am making dua to you for Medina, exactly as what Ibrahim asked you for Mecca and more. يعني and more with it. قال ثم يدعو أصغر وليد يراه فيعطيه ذلك الثمر. And then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would look for the youngest child in that gathering and he would give him the first fruit, yani the first date or for the first fruit to eat of that mawsim, of that season, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. The second hadith that I'm going to narrate to you. قال حدثنا, this hadith يعني has some, there's some discussion on the authenticity of this hadith. It's Hassan because the meaning is يعني solidified in other narrations. قال حدثنا محمد بن حميد الرازي قال حدثنا إبراهيم بن المختار عن محمد بن إسحاق عن أبي عبيدة بن محمد بن عمار بن ياسر عن الربيعي بنت معوذ بن عفراء قالت بعثني معاذ بن عفراء بقناع من رطب وعليه أجر من قثاء زغب وكان صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم يحب القثاء. She said, رويع بنت معوذ, she said, معاذ بن عفراء, who is basically her uncle, he sent me with قناع. القناع الطبق, يعني a platter of, or a plate. Within that plate, platter or plate, there is rutab, يعني the moist dates. And القثاء is a type, it's similar to cucumber, it's a type of cucumber. And زغبن is a type of cucumber that has like, when you have a peach, there's that fuzziness. So qithaa is like a cucumber but has a little bit of fuzziness on top. Qithaa izugbin. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام loved that vegetable. He loved يعني qithaa and rutab. So he brought it, she brought him. وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يحب القثاء, and he loved that fruit. فأتيته به وعنده حلية قد قدمت عليه من البحرين فملأ يده منها فأعطانيه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he brought him that the qithaa and the rutab, he took it عليه الصلاة والسلام, was happy with it, and there had been wealth that had come to him عليه الصلاة والسلام from Bahrain, and there was like jewelry. قال فملأ يده, he took a big يعني a handful. قال فأعطانيه, and he gave it to me, صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين. And it just يعني وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يحب البطيخ والخربز. He liked watermelon, and he liked watermelon with rutab. This is the mixture he made, alayhi salatu wasalam. And yani the sahaba yani will point out like the different things that he enjoyed, but for sure dates was amongst them, and yani watermelon was amongst them as well. And he would eat, alayhi salatu wasalam, anything that was presented to him, and he would share it with those around him. I hope that was a benefit to you. I'll recite the hadith one more time. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح قال عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كان الناس إذا رأوا أول الثمر جاءوا به إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فإذا أخذه النبي قال اللهم بارك لنا في ثمارنا وبارك لنا في مدينتنا وبارك لنا في صاعنا وفي مدنا اللهم إن إبراهيم عبدك وخليلك ونبيك وإني عبدك ونبيك وإنه دعاك لمكة وإني أدعوك للمدينة بمثل ما دعاك به لمكة ومثله معه قال ثم يدعو أصغر وليد يراه فيعطيه ذلك.